An informal petition prompts the Haynesboro Assembly to consider a cost-benefit analysis of the small boat harbor expansion. And Skagway's seniors are in need of more services, according to a report. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Has there been enough chance for public input in the Haynes Small Boat Harbor Expansion Project? Borough Assembly members and public commentators had a heated debate over that question at last week's Assembly meeting. The Assembly didn't agree to hold an additional town hall meeting on the project, but they did vote to do a cost-benefit analysis for it. An informal petition from Haynes resident Tresham Gregg sparked this conversation. The petition takes issue with the parking lot in the proposed harbor design, which the Assembly approved in February. The parking lot would expand in front of Lookout Park. Some people think that would compromise the scenic waterfront. There were about 90 signatures on Gregg's petition.
We think that by listening to what your concerned citizenry is saying and working together to make the best of all possible solutions come true, you create miracles instead of problems.
The petition asks to suspend engineering design work on the project and provide two things. One, a public review of the design plan by the Planning Commission. Two, an economic analysis of the project. Some members of the public objected to holding up the project. $19 million in state money has to be used on construction by July 2017. Here's Don Turner, Jr.
It seems like that nobody was interested in coming to the meetings and knowing what's going on for quite a while. Now people are wanting to stall and maybe not even do the project, and I think that's crazy.
Assemblymember Ron Jackson said he was impressed at the number of signatures on the petition. He suggested holding a town hall meeting. Mayor Jan Hill said people have already had their chance to give input. She listed a number of public meetings on the project that have happened, including a town hall in October, which she says had low attendance.
Where was the public? I'm just saying, we've had a town hall meeting and nobody showed up.
Assemblymember Diana Lapham said she thinks the petition is based on misinformation.
There has been a huge distrust of anything that the borough does. And then we are left to spend unaccountable amount of time to try to reconcile that.
The Assembly did not accept the petition's request to suspend engineering work for the harbor project or to hold a town hall meeting, but they did agree to one part of the petition, the economic analysis. Assemblyman George Campbell.
We really owe it to the community to tell them what they're in for. We need to be able to tell our boat owners how much their mortgage is going to be over the next 5-10 years to pay for the stuff, to tell us how much it's going to cost, to tell us what we're going to need to do to make it work.
The Assembly voted 5-1 to direct the Finance Committee to conduct a cost-benefit analysis of the harbor project. Mike Case was opposed. The Finance Committee is made up of Assembly members Case, Jackson, and Joanne Waterman. The 95% design for the harbor project is due June 1st, and the borough hopes to go out to bid on the project by the end of the summer. As for Tresham Gregg, the petitioner, he says he thinks the 90 signatures made the borough realize that the public isn't sleeping at the wheel, even if we're a little bit late. The Finance Committee met today at 5:30 to talk about the cost-benefit analysis. Skagway is working toward building a senior center. A study done as part of that process found that seniors are underserved. It says the community should take action because the senior population is expected to double in the next decade. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer has more.
About 29% of Skagway's population is 55 years or older. Right now, there's a gathering space for them that's only open in the winter, and there's no designated senior housing. But the community is looking to change that. A few years ago, an ad hoc committee started looking at options. The city offered the old clinic site as a location for a new senior center. The committee started working with an architect, but they couldn't agree on a design. Now, a group of organizations, including the Rasmussen Foundation and 4-Acre Group, is providing consulting to develop a plan for a new senior facility.
I mean, the findings from this needs assessment are pretty unambiguous.
As part of that process, planner Barbara Scheinberg was hired to do a needs assessment to make sure that if a senior facility was built, it would be used.
the number of people 65 and older is going to double in Skagway. They've got a higher percentage than the state as a whole. So they already have demand and need, and it's going to double.
Aging in small-town Alaska is not easy, but more than 80% of Skagway seniors have family in town. Many have been there for decades. That means the majority of them do not want to leave for assisted living homes or more medical services as they need them. Scheinberg looked at the need for services that allow seniors to age in place. Those include personal, in-home, and hospice care. Between 5 and 15 Skagway seniors receive those types of services through the volunteer-run Good Neighbors program. But Scheinberg says those services are already stretched, and they'll become even more in demand as the population grows.
If they want to keep seniors in the community and have them continue contributing in, you know, culturally, socially, financially, and just in all the ways that seniors do, then there's really some gaps that need to be filled, and the need is only going to grow.
Finally, Scheinberg, in her report, looked at the need for senior housing. Other communities like Haines and Juneau have subsidized senior housing. Skagway has none. Scheinberg found that there are about 20 seniors in Skagway living below the poverty level. Combine that with Skagway's high demand for housing, and Scheinberg says the town could easily use a dozen or so apartment units specifically for seniors on fixed incomes.
Given how the shortage of rentals, particularly in the summer in Skagway, there's just very few alternatives for somebody to think about if they want to downsize, particularly if they're on a fixed income.
This initial study is fairly general. The 4-Acre Group is planning a more in-depth housing market study. It will look at exactly how many subsidized senior housing units the town can support. Then the ad hoc committee and town will continue working toward building a senior center and senior housing, services Scheinberg studies show will be well used. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
Could Sea Alaska make more money, pay higher dividends, and make better use of its land? Yes, say some shareholders critical of the Southeast Regional Native Corporation's management. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this story.
Sea Alaska's recently released 2014 financial report shows significant improvement. The corporation, with about 22,000 shareholders, came back from a $50 million plus loss the previous year. But Carlton Smith, a former board of directors member, says it's not as good as it seems.
From a shareholder perspective, I think calling 2014 a turnaround year is a bit of a stretch.
Smith is a commercial real estate business owner who ran for the board last year as part of an opposition slate. He and others point to the fact that Sea Alaska's investments and businesses have lost money for each of the past 5 years.
The central issue here for at least a decade has been the need to replace timber income.
Sea Alaska used to make most of its money from logging, but it cut the best trees on much of its property. It's getting going this year on new timberland transferred from the Tongass National Forest by congressional action. Smith says no one should expect it to reach past profit levels.
We knew volume was going away. We knew that the markets were changing substantially. So the real issue here is in a more compressed time frame, trying to replace timber income, which as a single strategy, it's not going to happen.
Sea Alaska managers know that, so they're looking for new investments. They're focusing on natural foods, especially seafood, as well as data analytics.
Sea Alaska took a big hit last year. They took another hit this year. And nothing in this report demonstrates any changes.
Brad Flitch is an investment advisor who runs a shareholder's Facebook page, critical of management. He's also running as an independent candidate for Sea Alaska's board of directors. Flitch says despite cutting 150 jobs, Sea Alaska still spends too much on its top personnel.
I see that they've cut a lot of staff. Other than that, I don't see any change.
Mick Beasley is a former board candidate who's pushed for term limits and other corporate reforms. He's also a carver. Beasley's all for resource development, but he says Sea Alaska could better serve its shareholders with its property.
They could have some housing projects on Sea Alaska lands. I look for boat ramps. I like the idea about agriculture, you know, berry farms.
The corporation is helping develop berry picking operations in two villages, but managers say it won't be a significant enterprise. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.